Conversations with Najeda. Hi, I'm Najeda Chaputo. Welcome to Soulful Conversations with Najeda. Actually, you're probably, if you are watching this, actually, this will be coming out. This, I'm going to be releasing it pretty soon. I'm actually, well, being authentic, I am recording this December 10th. I know I said that you would not be hearing from me. If you've been catching me, or if this is the first time catching me, I had actually ended last month. I think it was last month, I believe so. I feel like time is just really flying by. I think it was last month that I had my last episode for the season, and I said I was going to come back next season on January 3rd would be the new episode. So if you recently joined my email list, or maybe you've been watching or listening to me through Apple Podcasts, or maybe you're watching this on YouTube, I was not supposed to be back on yet. But I decided to come in because I have some announcement to make, which is, which really for me required me to do this and to do this now. So my name, in case you're not familiar with me, maybe you're just catching this right now, my name is Najeda Chaputo. Sorry, I don't know why my phone is doing that. Anyway, my name is Najeda Chaputo. Sorry about that. My name is Najeda Chaputo. I am an empowerment coach, spiritual teacher, and leadership strategist. I am passionate about social justice, politics, empowering women and children, especially in my homeland, Haiti. That's something I really care about, which is, for me, this is kind of like my philanthropic work, my work, my way of giving back, even though at the moment I'm giving back more of my time. And also what I really am also, I love nature. I love time in nature. I love to dance. What I'm most passionate about is dance. So what I wanted to talk about today, I actually am making, I wanted to make an announcement. In some way, it is kind of sad, but I also think that I know it's the right thing to do. And I also hope that if my work, if what I share resonated with you, or maybe what I'm going to share today is going to resonate, has resonated with you, and you are all about making an impact, because that's what I'm about. I'm about making an impact in people's lives, that you will choose to keep, you know, paying attention to my work and keep listening to my new podcast. So this is what I want to share. I recently decided that I am going to stop. Basically, I'm going to, this is my last episode for Soulful Conversations with Najeda. I decided that, you know, through this year, if you have been following me on social media, or we're Facebook friends, or maybe we're just, you know, we know each other, we're acquaintances, or you're on my email list, or maybe not. This year for me has been a very much a year of growth. It's been a year of major growth. It's been a year of a lot of reflection. It's been a challenging year, because I truly believe that growth comes with pain many times, if not most times, because I've learned in my journey that when you are uncomfortable, when you are experiencing pain and you are experiencing challenges, that is the universe, that is God asking you to grow. And this year has really been one of those years for me. So I don't know why this thing, you know what, let me go ahead and turn this off, because I don't even know why I'm getting these, why Siri is picking up my stuff. So anyway, I'm sorry about that. So I recently, through some of my reflections, some of my really meditating and working, you know, with my coach through coaching sessions, I have gotten some major clarity. I like I shared in the beginning, I'm very much passionate about social justice and politics. Although I have to say, my relationship with politics has been one that has been complicated because I could never fully embrace it in a way or really seeing it as part of my calling, because for me, I have had a hard time, and something that I am continuously working on is reconciling politics with my spiritual practice. Although I truly believe that we need more people with, you know, more higher consciousness. We need more people who are coming from a place of love and light in our politics and in our social justice movements. Now, I do want to stress, when I say that, I am not talking about coming from the place of spiritual bypassing. Because I have to say, a lot of people talk about raising the vibration. They talk about love and light, but it's kind of like loving and lighting our way out of the issues, not having the uncomfortable and hard conversations, not speaking truth, and really coming. So that is not what I'm talking about at all when I say coming from that we do need more love and more light and more, people with, you know, people who are calling for and who are doing their own work. People like me I am continuously evolving, growing. I am continuously checking myself, seeing my unconscious biases, seeing how I myself am contributing to some of the divisiveness that are present in our politics and in our society. Because that is the thing, you know, we sometimes have this whole thing of like wanting to really check people out, but not really, really looking at the mirror, you know? So I want to share that I've always seen, at some point I started reconciling it, but I always saw, so my passion for social justice and my passion for politics as my commitment to humanity, but I never saw it like when I, even for me, although the word commitment is a word that is huge for me, but I always saw it as if, oh, okay, this is what, this is something that I do on the side. Like I go and I attend rallies, I speak my truth, you know, I sign petitions, I share, I volunteer and you know, for campaigns, I even take leadership roles. Like I was a team leader in 2008 with the Obama campaign when I was volunteering. Like I really gave it my all. And at the time I was getting my master's and I was working full time for somebody. For an organization. So I didn't have my business. I was doing none of this stuff that I'm doing today. But I always saw it as a side thing. I never saw it as a regular thing. I always saw it as I do it just to volunteer. And what I got recently, and actually I have to say I got it very recently, and this is why I'm here right now today, because I really needed to, I like to complete things. So maybe for you, this could be a completion, like complete completion with me. Because some of what I'm going to be sharing, my new podcast, which I don't even have the name for yet, may not resonate with you. And that's totally fine. I totally get it. But maybe for you, it's actually going to be, wow, I actually want to hear about this. I want to engage. I want to learn. I want to share. I want to listen to this. So this may, for you, it might just be like completing, you know, you might be completing soulful conversations with me and moving on to the next podcast. So that's just who I am in my work and in my personal life. I really like to get complete with things. I don't like to leave things hanging. And so I recently got that because I was helping There was an election. So if you're not in the US, or maybe you are, you know, there was the midterm elections last month, and I was helping. And I have to say, it's not like I was even helping for months or even a month. I think I was watching things from afar and doing things. But the last couple of weeks, maybe like, I don't know, maybe not, maybe like 2 weeks, but 3 weeks really took me. Was like I was kind of engaging, because after the election, there was a recount. So in Florida, you know, we had midterm elections in the U.S. last month. And as I was going on people's neighbor, going to neighborhoods and knocking on doors for candidate mayor, well, at the time, I think he's no longer mayor, former mayor, Andrew Gillum, who was running for governor of Florida, I started paying attention and noticing certain things. And I'm not going to get into this because, like I said, for me, this is really for me of completing social conversations, but I will be sharing about this most likely on my first episode with my new podcast that I will be releasing next month. Being very authentic, I am not sure if it's going to be on the third. It may actually be in the middle of the month, maybe even later in the month, because since this is something that is completely new, I have to figure it out. And you know that pretty much we're getting into the holiday grind. And although for me, it's not a big thing for me, it's just that I am going to have family over. And, you know, so it's going to be a full house. So I'm going to be really not as focused, not as, so, you know, I just want to be really honest and straight to say that currently I'm not sure exactly of the date. I will be sharing it soon once I have it. So I was paying attention to certain things, and we lost. And paying attention to when I was helping people vote, I was assisting people voting in the polls. And I started reading, when we lost, I was reading articles. I was like trying to put the pieces together as to what the hell, why did we lose? So either way, I said that it's like many other times when I've gotten very, very, yes, I've gotten very involved in loss, but I have to say I haven't gotten very involved in loss in a while, because the last campaigns that I really got involved with were President Obama's campaigns in terms of presidential elections, both campaigns, and we won them. And I have to say that I really felt like I was heartbroken. I was disappointed. But there was just, like I said, I kept searching for what happened. What did we get wrong? How can we do this better? And what I walked away with when I was like, I made peace with it, is I actually felt inspired. And I have, what I realize is that I have a very deep commitment for civic engagement and voter education. So fast forward, come to that. One of the things that I'm realizing is that, you know, people have told me, you know, especially in the last few weeks during the election, people have asked me, are you going to run? You know, people have asked me that in the past. People have told me they think I should run for office. Because that is another thing, is I have to say, although if you've been following me on Facebook, if we're Facebook friends, if you've been paying attention to my Instagram stories, and maybe even my Facebook stories now, some of my podcast episode, you will see that I often talked about politics. I would inject it somewhere, or social justice. And even, you know, people who work with me, when I do workshops, I would talk about Donald Trump or President Obama or something. And, well, I know President Trump. And I really, in some way, I felt like I was splitting myself, because, for example, in my business page on Facebook, I really was not being as vocal with my politics and my social justice views. Once in a while, I'll share something, but it wasn't very much. And what I noticed is that it was time for me to really just free myself And I wouldn't say that I was doing it on purpose, but I think that in some way I was not really showing up fully as who I am. And what I saw is that with that big, that deep commitment that I have a sense of responsibility to humanity, which for me is very much, you know, politics and social justice, you know, social movements are where I feel that I could make an impact, because for me, I'm all about making an impact. I work with women who are rising leaders who want to make an impact, women who are seeking political, you know, office, women who are interested but are scared, but they are very, they feel this calling. They have this commitment to really want to make an impact in their communities, whether it is through running for office or really making a, you know, taking on a leadership role, you know, people who are in office, because I, you know, and so I realized that what my calling was asking me to do is to fully embrace my, you know, my passion for politics and social justice and my deep commitment to civic engagement and voter education. So with that, I decided that that's where I was shifting my business to completely. Yes, I've worked with someone, I've marketed myself to, I had my message was for some of these women, some of these people, but it wasn't just for them. And although I know that my work will resonate with other people as well, I'm just really catering my focus and my business to specifically that particular group. And with that, you know, I have grown and have changed so much. Like I said, because this year has been a year of growth, I started Soulful Conversations with Najeda about, it's been over a year. It was a year ago, this past April, on April 2017. And I just felt that with the direction that I'm headed and where I was when I started Soulful Conversations with Najeda, it wouldn't make sense to keep the podcast Soulful Conversation with Najeda, but then just switch the topic. I decided that I'm going to just start a whole new podcast where my focus, the topics that are going to be discussed, are going to be civic engagement, voter education, politics, social justice. Like, those are going to things, women of color running for office, you know, talking about rising leaders and really having deep, meaningful conversations, still soulful conversations, either with me, sharing myself, and also with people that I will be bringing in to have these conversations and to share their knowledge and their expertise with us. So, that's what I wanted to share with you. I do want to talk a little bit because I want to give something. I often want to say something that I could share with you all. The thing is commitment. It was so interesting because recently, you know, as I was, you know, I wrote in one of my posts on Facebook right before Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving here last month, when I shared about some of the steps that I had gone through and how, and I talked about some of the judgments that I had and what I've made peace with, what I've gotten, like really doing my own work. And I said that I had a deep commitment to civic engagement and voter education, but I never really, you know, I was like, okay, you know, for me, this is like a side thing. And working, you know, with my coach, but I have to tell you, like I said, people have been telling me, why don't you run? I've thought about it just a little bit. I don't feel the calling right now for it. And I have to tell you, I'm saying right now, there was a time that I would have said never. I'm not going to say never. I have learned in life that you never know what's going to happen. So I'm not coming from the place of never anymore. It's just that I don't feel like that's not where my calling is asking me to do. I actually feel like, if anything, more than anything, I am being called to serve leaders who are running for office, who are in office, leaders or rising leaders, women who are who want to step up in their leadership role, who want to step into their calling. I am being called to serve them. Okay. So my coach said something to me. She said, Najida, wait a minute, take a step back. You use the word commitment. That's a big word. And that's when we really got that. That's what I was being called to do. And this is why in some way I have to say I kind of struggle with separating some of the other topics that I talk about with my deep passion and commitment for social justice, for politics. Because the thing is that as much as sometimes we don't like politics, and I totally get that, because like I said, we have to be, you know, we elect people in office, and these people are the ones that we need to hold accountable to create policies, to do things so that we can then make changes. We can fix what's broken. We can put in new things that are going to be all about moving humanity forward. So for me, and after I said that, and I decided to move forward. So the other day on Facebook, one of my Facebook friends, who's a coach as well, she was saying, you know, what keeps people, like, why aren't people making things happen? Like, why aren't people being successful in their business or whatever? I think it was business, but either way, that's with everything, because maybe you're not a business person, but it's like, why are you not achieving your goals? Why are you not seeing results or something? And why are people not, you know, achieving their goals and stuff? And she was like, and people were like guessing. And then she was like, she tagged somebody and she was like, oh, this person had the right answer. So I went and looked up for that person's name. And the word that came up was commitment. And I was like, this is so true. Can I often say, and I may have shared that in one of my podcasts before. I know I shared that recently with my email list when I told them last week about the decision I had made regarding the shift in my business. And this is what I want to share with you, is that it is very true. Commitment is really what's going to determine your success in anything that you do in life. Because here's the thing, when you're committed to something, you know, there's a quote that says, when you're committed, you do whatever it takes. When you're interested, you do it when it's convenient. And I can tell you from my own journey, it is very true. I have shared in the past that this journey, the entrepreneur journey, has been, it's been quite of a ride for me. And I have to tell you that, and for me, it's, you know, I chose to become an entrepreneur, but it's not that I wanted to just, you know, be my own boss or whatever. For me, it was my way that I wanted to make a difference. It was my way of making an impact. It's finding that thing that allows me, Najida, to show up as who I am, to be able to dance if she wants to dance. I dance on my Facebook lives. I'm going to be doing workshops. I want to dance. You know, I always have a vision, and you know, I know it's going to, you know, be, you know, I'm going to be experiencing that vision, you know, in real life soon, to lead retreats where I am dancing, where I can really just be fully me. And I have to tell you that the reason why I am talking to you today and I'm still doing this is because I'm committed. So the fact that I'm committed, it could take 5 years, it could take 10 years, whatever it is, but it's sort of like I'm committed to it so much that, and I'm committed to myself. Like for me currently, the commitment that I have to myself is that I am committed that I will not do anything that doesn't allow me to fully show up as who I really am. I'm not interested in doing anything that is not going to allow me to show up as who I am. So what I want you to think about, especially now being this time of the year, yes, we're partying, we're spending time with friends, but it's also a great time for us to really ask ourselves, you know, as you're looking at what do you want to accomplish next year? Although, you know, just recently I was invited to a workshop about, you know, what's your word of the year, because some people are doing that now. And that's what I did this last year. And I actually already have my three words for 2019. So, but the thing is that what I want you to really ask yourself, and as you're maybe evaluating, you know, how 2018 went and how you want to proceed with 2019, is to really ask yourself, what am I committed to? Like, really dig deep. Instead of like feeling like, oh my God, why am I not doing this or whatever, but just really ask, because here's another thing. I often say that to people when I'm coaching them, or even when I'm talking about this topic of commitment, is that if you notice that you're not committed to something and you're just interested, let yourself off the hook. So don't pursue it, because that commitment is not there. And that is why you're not getting the results. That's why you're not fully in, you know? Yes, we have setbacks. I know I've had many setbacks. We take a break, and then we get back up, we dust ourselves off, and we're back at it. That's what happens when we're committed. That doesn't mean that we never fall off the wagon, you know? It could be your diet. Whatever it is for you, exercising, you know, whatever it is for you, but just really ask yourself, what are you truly, truly committed to? I know for me, I'm not committed to, you know, getting muscles. Like, I'm not committed to working. If I have to do weights, I will do my yoga. I've been doing some Pilates. Like, I'm finding other ways to do it because I know it's important, but it's really like, you know, let yourself off the hook. And that's why I want you to really think about this. And if you, you know, let go of those things that you're not interested, that you are only interested in, and really start pursuing what you're truly committed to. Because what I realized, again, like I said, is that I realized that my commitment to humanity, my deep commitment through, you know, to humanity, through politics, to social justice, you know, which includes civic engagement and voter education, is so deep that I needed to follow it. That's where I'm being called to serve. That's where, and it allows me to be me. I'm not going to, because I'm going to be talking about politics, that I'm planning on being one of those, you know, I am still going to be Najeda showing up like this. I'm still going to be dancing. I'm still going to be fully me, because that's one of the things also that I want to work with women with, is that just because you want to run for office, obviously I'm not saying for people to go and dance on the, you know, let's say you're a congresswoman or something, or state senator, that you're going to go and dance, you know, in the House of Representatives, you know, but, you know, in Congress or anything. But I'm just saying that you can still be your authentic self. You can be you. I, you know, look at Alexandria Cortez, Ocasio-Cortez. Like, I've been following her stories on Instagram, and she is really, her lives, like, she's just really being her authentic self, you know, not only with speaking her truth, and really just really showing who she is, you know? So I just really wanted to leave you with that commitment thing. Like, really ask yourself, what am I committed to? Because trust me, that's what's gonna keep you in the game. And that's also going to, and if you're not committed, like, ask yourself, am I just interested in that thing? You know, well, that would be good, but it's not something that you have a really deep passion and commitment for. And let yourself off the hook. So take some time and, you know, take some time and really think about this. And another thing I do want to touch on, you know, a little bit, I don't want this to be too long, but I did want to share it just because it's something that has come up for me today. If you're finding yourself, this is for the holidays, because then I know many of us are going to be spending time with relatives. Maybe you're traveling, you know, going to be seeing family members, and some stuff may come up, or maybe just thinking about it. And maybe you might be asking yourself, why am I not over this? Why am I, or even could be an ex-partner, or, you know, an ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, whatever it is. like, ask yourself, have I forgiven myself? Because I wanted to share this message with you today as well, aside from the commitment, is to really ask yourself, like, have I forgiven myself? If you notice that you have a hard time letting go of something, you have a hard time truly forgiving somebody, ask yourself, have I really forgiven myself? And do the work to forgive yourself. Ask support. There's a link that I'm sharing. If you're watching me on YouTube, actually, I'm going to make sure I post the link on YouTube as well. But just so you guys know, there's also, if you're listening to me on Apple Podcasts, go on my website, click on the link to this episode, which is the last episode. It will be episode 60 for Sofoka, for this podcast, Soful Conversation with Najeda. Look through the text part. I'm going to share a link to the Ho'oponopono video, where this is a powerful one that you can use for forgiveness. Forgiveness of yourself and forgiveness of others. And I really want you to, and then you know what? I am going to add an audio of my own meditation that I did, that I created a few years ago when I did a podcast, when I did a forgiveness challenge. So, and it's about self-forgiveness. So I'm going to be sharing those two links with you. Do your work. Start doing your work to forgive yourself, because just like I often say that you cannot love yourself, you cannot love anybody else until you love yourself. You can't give what you don't have. If you don't have love for yourself, you really cannot love other people. You know what it is? You might think you love them. But the thing is that when people start disappointing you, when you start looking for them to make you feel good about yourself and it's not happening, it's because you are actually not. I'm not saying that we need to allow people to mistreat us, but I'm just saying that for many of us, I know for myself, I've been through it. And sometimes I still, like, I catch myself and I'm like, okay, I need to, like, really take care of myself here. Because what happens is when you don't love yourself, you're looking to other people to make you feel good and love you, so that you can fill that void. But really, you need to fill it up yourself. You need to love yourself first. So it's the same thing with forgiveness. I have learned in my journey, and I was just reminded last night. So it was very fresh, and that's why I'm sharing this right now, that if you have not forgiven yourself, if you're having a hard time letting go and letting people off the hook and forgiving people in your life, whether they were in your past or they're still in your life right now, it's because you haven't forgiven yourself. Now, you may be thinking, well, Jada, what do you mean forgive myself? You know, they did this to me, whatever. Here's the thing. We always have a part to do in whatever happens with other people. It could be that you knew that this person could not be trusted. The person had showed you different sides. So the person then goes and betrays you. The person then goes and says something, and then you go and you're not forgiving them. But really what you haven't done is forgiven yourself for not listening to your intuition, or for like this person showing you who they were. But then you kind of like forgot, or you were like, oh, whatever. And then you went on again. So again, we always, I know it's a tough one for us to get, but we always have our own role to do in everything. And this is why you need to forgive yourself. And again, like I said, this is not a judgment. This is not a like, oh, this is your fault. No, it's just taking responsibility for your part, taking responsibility for your life. Because actually forgiveness is a gift to yourself. I mean, if you forgive other people and these people are part of your life, you are giving them a gift as well. And it's all, but more than it, before anything else, it's a gift to yourself. So it's the same thing. And you need to forgive yourself, and then you'll be able to extend that to others. So like I said, commitment takes some time. this holiday season before 2019 comes into the year, or maybe you'll be listening to this in 2019. Take some time and really ask, like, dig deep, reflect, grab your journal, grab a piece of paper if you know you're going to forget, but you have some paper around you, but you don't have a journal or your journal is not near you. Think about this, like, reflect on what are you committed to and what are you only just interested in? Because like I said, there's a difference. Because when you're committed, you do whatever it takes. When you're interested, you do it when it's convenient. And then if you're having a hard time forgiving people in your life, forgiving, letting go of people, letting go of stuff that happens that involves people or maybe even involve yourself, that's a lack of forgiveness there. And forgiveness, self-forgiveness and forgiveness is self-love. So take the time and forgive yourself. Know that you need to forgive yourself first before you forgive others. And like I said, I'm going to be sharing on below this video on the text part, I'm going to be sharing the Ho'oponopono YouTube video. It's a, you know, you can do the audio. It's a meditation. It's about an 11-minute meditation. It's a cleansing meditation. I'm going to be sharing my short meditation on self-forgiveness that I did. I think it's about a minute, maybe even less. I don't recall right now. I'm going to be sharing the links. If you're listening to on Apple Podcasts, you can go ahead, visit my website, www.lovelikecoaching.com. Click on Soulful Conversations with Najeda. You're going to be able to see the links. Check the last episode, episode 60. You're going to be able to see the links to the audio of my own meditation for forgiveness, self-forgiveness, and also the Ho'oponopono YouTube video link. And I want to leave you with this. I want to wish you a happy holiday filled with love, joy, peace, happiness, fun, health, light. I also want to thank you for being in this journey with me if you've been with me for a while. I want to stress that I have chosen to not delete Soulful Conversations. Right now, it's looking like I'm not going to delete it on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, which is iTunes as well. That's what it's looking at. But in the event that I do, I am keeping Soulful Conversations with Najeda on my website because it's a lot of content. It is something, you know, those episodes, whether it's me sharing myself on my own, because I did do a few, you know, I did quite a few episodes on my own, especially this year. I think towards the latter part of the year, I used it as a way of people getting to know me more, sharing more of my story and myself. So it is my content. So I decided that I'm not going to delete anything. I've had some pretty great and powerful, inspiring conversations with other women. I had one man come. So Soulful Conversations with Najeda is going to remain on my podcast. So you can always go there, www.lovelikecoaching.com, and listen to Soulful Conversations with Najeda, watch the episodes. It will be on my YouTube channel, which my YouTube channel is Love Like Coaching with Najeda, which is the name of my business. So like I said, this is for some of you, this may be goodbye, but for some of you, this is just I'm shifting to a different, I guess I'm fully stepping into my calling, but it's basically going to be a continuation. But it's just that I'm focusing a lot more on voter education, civic engagement, politics, social justice. And really all about making an impact with women leaders, specifically women of color. As you know, the tides are turning, things are shifting. So we're really, truly needed. If that is something for you that you feel a calling for, I want you to know we need you. Humanity, the world needs you to step up. So I hope you will join me. And if you're watching this, actually, and you want to be, because I'm not going to be sharing anything more on Soulful Conversation with Najeda, but you want to be on my email list. You want to join my newsletter. You want to know when I start the new podcast. I'm inviting you to below the video on my website. If you're watching me on my website, below the video, there is a box like on the way in the bottom. Enter your name and your email address, join my email list so you can get my monthly newsletter. And that's how you also know when my new podcast has been launched next year, which I'm going for next month. And it may even be the third, who knows? And also, I do want to say, if you're listening to Apple Podcasts, go on my website, www.lovelikecoaching.com. Actually below, all the way in the bottom of the page, you can sign up to join my newsletter so you can be in, you know, you can be in, you know, in contact with me and you can get everything that I'm doing. I can share. I have a monthly newsletter now. I did have my podcast every week when it was on season. I didn't want to be on constantly. So I haven't figured out what the structure is going to be for the new podcast. I don't know if it's going to be every week. It may be every other week. I do think I want to do seasons because it just really allows me to really put out great content. So join my email list. Same thing with you. If you're on YouTube, click on the link to visit my, you know, to the website, to the episode, and you'll see you can join my email list, like I said, by entering your name and your email list, and your email address. So thank you again. And here's what I want you to know. I did want to stress that I am experiencing fears. I am experiencing some self-doubt, even as I'm stepping into this calling. I want you to know that these are all part of the journey. You know, there's nobody who can say that they've never, and actually, I love when just the other day, Michelle Obama came out with this book. She has a new book called Becoming, which I love, and I'll be talking about in my new podcast sometime soon. You know, she talked about how she still suffers. She still has imposter syndrome. She still thinks sometimes, am I good enough? So I just really, I love that type of authenticity. And I just want you to know, I wanted to stress that before I let you go, because I really want you to know that if you, you know, when you're like saying, oh, wow, this is what I'm committed to. I'm going to step into my calling. Whatever, those thoughts are still going to come up. They're not going to go away. So I just wanted to really stress that for you so that you don't think that, oh, okay. Oh, once I'm following what I'm committed to, when I'm stepping into my calling, then everything is going to disappear. Because I know some people will make you think that. That is not true. The thing is that there's just this burning. That's how you know you're doing the right thing, is because even though you're scared, but there's also this excitement. There's this, it's almost like a peace too, but it's almost like, it's like, wow, it feels good. You know, that's what you're supposed to be doing. So I just wanted to like stress that for you. So anyway, I am going to go now. So goodbye, or see you later. And like I said, I did that with my email list, and I wanted to say the same thing with you. If you feel that there's something that you want to share with me, please go ahead and share it. I listen to all my comments. I read all my feedbacks. So I will definitely reply to you. Not sure about the feedbacks on iTunes, but you know what? If you want to visit my website, go on the episodes page and leave me a comment. If there's something that you want to say to get complete as well with this, because for me, this coming here today, before I said I was going to come, because I was supposed to be here January 3rd, is my way of getting complete with this. So if there's something that you feel that you need to say for you to get complete with this, please go ahead and, like I said, reach out to me and let's do this. And like I said, step into your calling. I'm wishing you the best, and I hope to get to see, meet some of you, get to interact. I hope I get to serve some of you through my new podcast, or maybe even work with some of you if that's something that you feel called to do. So for now, I am going to go. And if you're, you know, if you're maybe thinking, you know what, I have this calling that I really want to step into in leadership roles, or I'm struggling to really be my authentic self and speak my truth in my leadership role, please feel free to reach out. Visit my website, click on the contact, you know, visit me, you know, I mean, let me know. And let's talk. Let's figure out, you know, if we're a good fit, or like I said, it's just, you know, let's just really, more than anything, I really want you to step into your leadership role and to know that all the fears, all the anxiety, the self-doubt that you may be experiencing is normal. What I want you right now to really get clear on is what you're committed to, and to start following those, that commitment, or those, because like I told my people, is that my email list, I told them, you might have more than one thing. Obviously, hopefully they're not conflicted, you know? So, cause you might be your mom, you might be a mom and you're committed to your kids. You're married, you're committed to your husband. You know, I would hope you are, you know, but you also could be committed to that calling of running for office. You're committed to your community and really making an impact to your community. You're committed to social justice. Maybe for you, it could be the LGBTQ community. Maybe for you, it could be, you know, Black Lives Matter. It could be like, you know, the Black community. It could be whatever. It could be the Hispanic community, whatever it is, Native Americans, whatever it is. Just, I want you to really follow. Hey, I'm Haitian American. I think I forgot to say that in the beginning, although I've said it in every single episode. I have to say this, when I first started this episode today, I was like, okay, am I saying the right thing? But yeah, you might be committed to really making an impact in Haiti. You might be committed to really making an impact in the Haitian community that you know, there's a Haitian community where you live. I know for me, that is one of my things that I really got that I want to be closer to my community. I don't live as close to the Haitian community currently. I do have some Haitian around me, but it's not like there's not a community where I live specifically, you know, in Miami, yes, but not where I live in Miami. So, you know, so I just really want you to really think about what are you truly committed to and what are you doing about it? And then let go of all the stuff that you are like just interested in. Let yourself off the hook. And I can't stress this enough. Do your forgiveness work. Do your self-love work, because that will hinder you from showing up. That will hinder you from really stepping into your calling and really living a life of peace, of joy, and of love, and of light, and happiness. So thank you so much. This is it for Soulful Conversations with Najeda. Hope to see you again. If not, goodbye. Take care. And again, thank you so much for allowing me to share myself with you all. Thank you. I did want to say, while I'm waiting on the music to come on, I did want to give a shout out to Jay Perry, which is a Haitian artist who allowed me to use his music. I reached out to him when I was studying Soulful Conversations with Najeda. So the song that I started with before, that's his music. That's the one I'm ending with. It's called Kies Uye, K-I-Y-E-S space Y-E. It's called Kies Uye, which means who are you? And then the thing says, I'm Haitian. So thank you again, Jay Perry. I haven't figured out in terms of music what I'm going to do with the next podcast, but I just wanted to also give him credit for allowing me. And maybe you're interested, go check him out. Jay, it's Jay space Perry, P-E-R-R-Y. He's on iTunes. He's on YouTube. Enjoy. Thank you. Love and light.